You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I want to get to, we have a game to watch tonight, but a gentleman has called in. I want to take this call, and then Rico, I want you to tell me whether I can get 15 minutes of your time this evening to watch a specific game. Is that fair?
All right, let's go.
I want to get to Dave. He's been very patient. Dave, go right ahead, buddy. Welcome. And Dave.
Dave. Whoops.
Dave's gone.
Hold on.
All right,
Dave,
so Rico.
We hit at the same time?
Okay. It's okay. Just everybody calm down. So I want to say something. Now, I try to be very fair. Now, if I'm going to kill a team when they're bad, I want to try to build them up when they're good. And I killed the Pistons at 0-4. Now, they've won 3 of 4. And they have a chance for history tonight. Because I legitimately do not remember the last time they won 3 straight games. But the Pistons, they're 3-5. And I'm not making any... My misgivings with Cade in the fourth quarter are intact. But Rico, they have a chance to win their 3rd straight. They are in Charlotte tonight. Charlotte is not a good basketball team. And we talked about this. The bar for the Pistons is very low. Can you be remotely interesting? Remotely. Can you compete for the 11 or 10 seed? Rico, any shot after... Look, the election's done. You got nothing on your calendar tonight. You're not interested in watching Ohio Mac football. Any shot, you'll put the Pistons on rotation to see if they could win their 3rd in a row.
Can I get John King courtside?
Okay.
All right. See, you see here? Here's Kay. Kay's going to go for that shot. Is he going to make it? I don't know. Let's go to the wall and see.
Any chance? I'm just ignoring this and moving on. Magic wall in sports. We need it for every broadcast.
We do. No, I will watch them because I was pleasantly surprised that how they finished the Laker game. I went in there saying, okay, 4th quarter, it's the witching hour where wins becomes losses.
Oh boy.
Like, no, seriously, I was just
and
like
blue becomes red.
Like, okay, how can you disappoint me in this game? Because I was bought in, and then I'm like, oh, wait. And then when they won, it was like, wait, you won the game, and the Lakers actually played starters. This wasn't a charity game. Yeah, I'll watch it. I'm in. I'm there.
My man, Pots and Pans, goes in. No, and I'm being serious. Listen, I understand the bar is low, and I'm not telling you, like, oh, my God, you know, if you don't watch this, you're crazy. It's just an idea of I don't know the last time they've won 3 in a row. If they're going to get anywhere in this life, you got to beat teams like Charlotte, who are not very good. And look, if they could just stay within, I mean, a stone's throw of 500 by Christmas, they will have dodged the hardest part of their schedule. They will at least have given themselves an opportunity to have a, I don't want to say a life, some level of future, some level of hope. It just really struck me as, hey, you know what? I think it's worth mentioning on the show, albeit for 4 minutes, but I just wanted to see where people are at. I mean, David, any shot you tune into this tonight at all, or are you looking at me like I'm insane?
No, I'm going to tune in because I want to see if Tobias Harris can shoot better than 18% from the 3-point line.
Well, listen, he's David, he's washed.
You bring him in to shoot threes, and he can't do it.
See, David, if you go back a couple years ago, he would go that. He would shoot the three from there, and then he was hitting it. But now...
But you know what?
Get Rico a magic wall right now. There's no other out for us today. We're never moving past this.
Okay. All right. I'm done.
But yes, other than Tobias, Jesus. Yes, I'm interested in watching tonight, not only because of the three wins that they can have in a row, but because I want to see how Cade and Ivy look again together. Because the last few games, they've looked good together. And down the stretch is the important part, because that's when you know, most times, okay, who's going to do this? Who's going to lead? Who's going to?
Yeah.
If they've worked together well the last few games down the stretch, and I want to see it again.
And again, if I'm going to kill them, then I need to be balanced on the other side. Now I'll give it a run tonight. I want to watch a little bit. I want to see what they look like. And you know what? Look, my sincere hope is they're in a close game and Cade steps up in the fourth quarter instead of playing like a corpse. He's got to become a closer, and he's got to become the lead dog in the fourth quarter. Need to see it. So, yeah, I'm going to flip it on a little bit tonight. I just want to – I'm glad I didn't get laughed at, right? No. I mean, it's something. Now, I know Kenny's going to be like, how dare you? The Wings are in Chicago. But
on national TV, the Wings are in Chicago.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go. Oh, dear God. What's your national TV deal now? Is it still the Outdoor Network?
No, it's TNT.
Come Lifetime?
On. TNT!
Remember when hockey was on the... Remember when they were on the Bear Claw Network or whatever it was?
Yeah, the Fishing Channel? Versus?
Yeah, what the hell was that called?
Versus.
They were on the old Trapper Network.
It went from, like, fly fishing to Red Wings and Islanders and then back to fly fishing.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just two guys eating beef jerky. Cutscene. Hi, it's Ray Ferraro live from the L.A. Coliseum.
Now they've signed a deal with the ACC and the CW.
Jefferson Pilot Hockey. Saturdays at 11 in the morning.
Moesha, then Red Wings.
That'd be such a contrast.
Make sure you stay tuned tonight after Kraken and Avalanche for 106 and Park.
From Everybody Hates Chris to Detroit, New York.
That's fantastic. David, a couple of ticket texts, and we'll get to the football in about, well, I don't know, 15 minutes. Scott Harris has spoken, and I've got a question, and you get to choose your own adventure. I think it's a very good way to kick off hot stove season as the GM meetings get under full swing. David, what do you got?
The Pistons were 0 for November last season, so any win is a step up, yes. I'm watching tonight to see if they can continue it. That is Jim in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, and I think Jim said it best right there. It's like, look, the bar is low, but it's just, can you guys stay in the rotation of things I want to make a part of my TV viewing? That's all. It's all I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. Wings are on tonight. No thank you on the Pistons. That is signed Kenny Cott. Oh. Someone else says, 100% with you, Mike and Rico. I hate both sides. And I forced myself to go to bed at 10:30, but I was locked in. It was the Super
That's
Bowl,
right.
Matt in Northville.
It was awesome. I mean, by the way, I don't know if you guys caught this. First of all, breaking news, Britt Hume is still alive. But so I told you, I was flipping every network.
Wow.
Did you guys hear Britt Hume poop his pants live on the air?
That would be
that
a no dog.
I'm Britt Hume. So like he tried the old like lean forward and to the left deal. Mm-mm. And either that chair needed some serious oil or Britt needed a diaper.
Oh boy.
You didn't hear this? I know somebody can corroborate this. I'm pretty sure Britt Hume bleeped himself on the air. It was amazing.
I give you credit. No, I you know, like I said, I was locked in. You know where I was at.
I'm Britt Hume. You gotta see it.
I didn't even know he was still on TV.
Whew, I don't know if he did.
Britt, you all right?
Sorry, I had the enchiladas. Oh my God. Hold on. Kenny, do me a favor. Can you do social media? Like, could you possibly do a search? Do they allow that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you search Britt Hume fart?
Yeah.
Like, that has to be a thing.
No, it is.
I know I'm not the only.
I saw it live, Mike. I'm with you. I heard it.
Oh, my God. I mean, he wasn't even trying to hide it.
The whole lean to the side thing is what got me. I was like, oh, we're not trying to hide it at all, huh? All right.
Last night was the best. Oh, man. Okay. David, any other ticket takes?
I can't wait to see this. I'm watching it without sound, and I can tell it's something else.
So it is a thing.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
real. Okay. I knew I wasn't crazy. I'm like, did Britt just rip ass? I'm pretty sure he did.
All right. I'll be in there in the break.
Rico, it's fantastic. David, go ahead.
The Ivy leap by itself has made the team worth watching. Monty Williams should be indicted for how he was used last season.
Yeah, I want to see how it looks tonight. I want to see how they play together. Look, it was a nice win over the Lakers. You know, that wasn't a win where LeBron and AD sat out. You know, the Pistons are at such a low state. I'm not going to dog them out when the Sixers don't play anyone and you beat them. Like, that's just who you are. Nobody respects you. Like, I mean, that's not an insult. It's reality. But yeah, I want to see them go against a team that's more their weight class and put four quarters together. Play a really good basketball game. Show us you're better. Now, cutscene. They'll lose by 38 tonight. No. I'll be all angry. All right, good talk. Let's do the football, shall we? Day after the trade deadline. We got a little NFL to get to here. Does that work for you?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.